Visiting today with Oklahoma State University's president, Dr. Casey Shrum. Well, Dr. Shrum, talk about this campaign goal and the $50 million milestone and what this kind of level of generosity means for OSU.
Yeah, well, we're very excited to announce that the New Frontiers campaign reached the $50 million mark. And it's an exciting time for agriculture, for Oklahoma State University. Agriculture's always been, you know, a fundamental piece of the university, and it really says a lot to how much the OSU family supports and invests in OSU agriculture as an important part of our university from the historical perspective, but going into the future and where we're headed with really even the name New Frontiers. So we're excited about where OSU agriculture is headed.
And what does all the new infrastructure, like the new Greenhouse Learning Center and the New Frontiers building, mean for OSU's future? Does that help with student and faculty recruitment?
Well, the Ferguson, the new building that will house the Ferguson College of Agriculture and other facilities, really set a tone for the university. It gives us the opportunity to attract the best and brightest. When you have state-of-the-art facilities, that's what you can do, is attract those that might not otherwise think about Oklahoma State. We want to be leaders, and to be leaders, you need to have facilities that allow you to do the research you need, to be innovative, and to give our students a world-class experience right here at Oklahoma State. Yeah, so yes, it's both faculty and students. I always say, you know, the best part of Oklahoma State University is our people, which means our alumni and our students and faculty. And that means, you know, from the culture, but also from the impact that we have on society. So, you know, Oklahoma State University exists as a land grant, and part of that is making good communities great through the work that we do and expanding our work and solving society's most pressing needs. And doing that requires us to have students engaged as well as faculty.
And now onto the construction phase. So what do you think of the construction progress so far?
It has really started to come up. You can see, you know, pieces of concrete coming out of the ground and steel, and it's going to be an exciting process. This is the road I go to. I travel down every morning to go to the office from home, and so just being able to look at it when I drive in, I'm excited to see the continued progress on that building until, you know, we can have a topping off ceremony.
Well, you've identified your priority areas, which of course include agriculture. Tell us why and how ag actually fits into your vision for OSU.
Yeah, so we've really identified our key areas of impact, and agriculture is one of those. We have a great deal of expertise and history to build upon into the future. But also, when we think about those key areas in choosing those, I wanted to choose areas that would have an impact on society. And you know, our goal is to feed the world. And in order to do that, we have to have a strong agriculture program. We're doing quite well in the UN sustainability goals. We've moved up to number 5 in the world, number 1 in the United States. So a tremendous amount of success already. But agriculture to me is important in many ways. I come from a medicine background, but I grew up in a rural area. I have family that farm and ranch. I understand how agriculture is interconnected in many, many areas, not just to, you know, feeding the world, but even to health and to, you know, energy, other areas. So when we picked our areas of importance, we also wanted to make sure that those areas are interacting with one another. The Ham Institute for American Energy was announced, and part of the reason that gift came to us was because of our strong agricultural presence. When you think about renewable energy and those kind of things, agriculture and energy go hand in hand, and it does with many other things, hand in hand with health. So that's why agriculture is prominent in our future.
And of course, our listeners are farmers and ranchers. So what message do you have for them about how OSU is supporting and elevating farming and ranching in Oklahoma?
Yeah, well, I know that they do important work. And of course, you know, where they go to work every day, they have a lot of challenges to face with weather and pests and temperatures. And so the work we do, we want to make sure that we're solving problems that they have and making their lives easier with the work that we do. Same with ranchers. And, you know, our animal science, our plant and soil science faculty, we really want to work together. We have a great history with extension. of really solving those, hearing what's going on from those who are on the front lines, and bringing that back and helping to guide and direct our research. So we very much appreciate what you do. I understand the challenges, and you know, it's key, and that's why we want to make sure we have another generation of students that we're educating that can continue the great success that we've had.
Anything else you might want to add?
Go Pokes!
Yeah.